This podcast is brought to you by Howie Store. Save 50% on restaurants, hotels, and more. To order, go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Some major breaking news in New York. A jury just moments ago finding the longtime Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein guilty of two felony sexual assault charges.
Weinstein is a vicious serial sexual predator. He has been found guilty of criminal sexual act in the first degree and will face on that count a state prison sentence of no less than 5 years and up to 25 years.
The prosecution is going to have mixed feelings about this because the two highest charges of predatory sexual assault he has been found not guilty of.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
This thing is going very well for Vladimir Putin, I promise you.
Why would Vladimir Putin be helping Bernie Sanders? Of course, because he wants Donald Trump to win.
I'm reading last night about the fall of France in the summer of 1940, and the general, Renault, calls up Churchill and says, it's over. So I had that suppressed feeling. I can't be as wild as Carville, but he is damn smart, and I think he's damn right on this one.
A lot of people starting to talk about Elizabeth Warren, who finished weak again. Is it time for her to get out of the race to help consolidate efforts against Bernie Sanders?
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Who's going to do the vetting? The press doesn't seem to want to do the vetting on this. Which of those candidates is going to show the aptitude to really vet Bernie Sanders?
I don't think that the Sanders campaign in any way is collusion or collaboration.
You can't hold it against Bernie Sanders that this may be a preference of Russia. But you can hold it and ask questions about Donald Trump if he again is working as an agent of Russia.
Unchained and unstoppable.
Democrats keep perpetuating and accentuating and proliferating Russian propaganda, and the Democrats have been their biggest allies.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
You know, at the end of the last hour, Adam Lang, he's from Brewster. He's running for the Republican State Committee in the Cape and Islands District. He was just talking about being assaulted by a Bernie bro down in Provincetown. And, you know, the action on the Republican side going into Super Tuesday a week from tomorrow is going to be these state committee races. And, I mean, it sounds obscure, but it's really getting nasty. And the Tal Duval crowd is being very duplicitous here. They're trying to trick people. Because you're going, if you're a Republican or you're an independent, you want to go out and vote for Trump just to, you know, support the president and, you know, maybe give a thumb in the eye to Pink Floyd, William Weld. And I know a lot of people registered independent and they think, maybe I'll vote for Bernie. Yeah, that's okay. But if you don't want to vote for Bernie, you know, on the Democrat, take a Democrat ballot. You want to take a Republican ballot, you're going to have to get involved with these state committee races. And you probably don't know or very unfamiliar with, maybe you vaguely have heard of one or two of the candidates. But so Baker's people are trying to promote a slate of hacks to get on the committee. And got to remember something about Charlie Baker. Charlie Baker has two goals this year. Number one, he wants to double the gas tax without a vote by the people or by the legislature. That's the TCI. Everybody else is not backing this. Everybody else is pulling out all across the region because it's got to be a region-wide thing. But he needs the money for the hackerama. The second thing he wants to do is to defeat President Trump for a number of reasons. He doesn't like Trump, period, just because he's not a rhino. And he also thinks that it would be easier if Trump is defeated and Bernie gets in there. 2022 will be a Republican sea change election. It'll make 1994 and 2010 Republican landslides look like small potatoes. There'll be such a reaction. And so he can see, as bad as a governor he is, as a pathetically failed chief executive as he is, he can win in 2022 if Bernie's the president. So he wants to get his guys in there, and this is so he's putting in all of his people into the Republican state committee so he can get do his evil work with the double gas tax and defeating President Trump. So he's going to try to fool you. He's sending out mailers. He's got these mailers that are going out. And we're going to try to tell you a lot about them in the Herald and, you know, robocalls and all that kind of stuff. But here's how to know if you're getting a if you're a Republican or an independent who maybe votes Republican or contributes to Republicans, to know whether to know when you're getting a mailer from a Tal Duval person, from a rhino. If the return address is RMGA, RMGA, Post Office Box 810, that's a Tal Duval person. And if it says, and believe it or not, they're saying drain the swamp. They hate President Trump, and they've stolen his line about draining the swamp. This is how insidious, this is how obnoxious they are. They're stealing the president's line. And you got some of these, they're draining the swamp. I found two of them today. They're on the payroll for Tal Duval. They're on the payroll for Tal Duval. They've given money to Nangle, the state rep from Lowell, who was indicted last week. They want to drain the swamp, and they're giving cash to Nangle. They're also giving cash to Karen Polito, who's running the big hackerama pay-to-play on the clerkships. So these candidates, they want to drain the swamp, but they're pumping water and sewage into the swamp, i.e. Nangle and Polito.
Howie, if we send those flyers back, how do we know they won't end up in a room?
Don't send them back. Just keep them in your possession until Tuesday if you're going to vote on primary day, Super Tuesday. And remember to vote whoever has a brochure from RMGA, Post Office Box 810, Boston, Mass. That is a Tal Duval, Trump-hating, wants to double your gasoline tax candidate. And do you think I'm making this up about the Tal Duval, by the way? We can't get the audio because no one seems to have posted it. But last week, Tal Duval was asked about... Oh, we do have it. We found the audio. This is Tal Duval at a press availability last, I think, Wednesday, and he's being asked about Nangle's indictment. His guy, he's a Democrat, Nangle, but he's a big friend of Tal Duval. We've sent out his picture. You know, you've seen his picture with Tal Duval's arm around him. So he's a Tal Duval guy, indicted for bank fraud, wire fraud, income tax evasion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But after they asked him about Nangle, they asked him about Super Tuesday. So again, the audio is not great, but here it is.
We'll be able to talk about that sometime between now and then, Josh.
Okay. We'll be able to talk.
Yeah, that's not really decipherable over the air.
Yeah, no, I'm going to read it, though. We'll be able to talk about, they ask him, who's he going to vote for? We'll be able to talk about that sometime between now and then. As I've said many times, I didn't vote for the president last time, and I'm not going to vote for him this time.
Aww.
He quickly added. But he is spending a lot of money. We don't know how much because this RMGA group doesn't have to file with anybody, apparently. And you don't have to file for these state committee races. But he's spending a lot of dough on these flyers. But if you get a flyer from RMGA, it's being paid for by the guy who's not going to vote for Trump in the primary next week and who wants to double your gasoline tax without giving you or the legislature a chance to vote on it. So that's if you like Tal Duval and how he's been behaving lately and appointing all these hacks to judgeships and all these hacks to clerk magistrates jobs and looking the other way in the midst of these endemic state police scandals and not doing anything about his son and the charges against his son on the JetBlue flight. All this, if you're satisfied with how things are going under Charlie Baker, Be sure to vote for the person who sent you that memo, that pamphlet saying he's going to drain the swamp, and it's from the RMGA. Remember that, RMGA, Box 810. And feel free to Google RMGA. You're going to come up with the big goose egg. Go to the Secretary of State's website for corporations. Big goose egg. Go to the Office of Campaign and Political Finance. The donut.
And for everyone out there thinking to themselves, there's a good chance Howie didn't Google it correctly because he's not always the best with the machine. I also tried to Google it, and it was very hard to find anything on it.
Like impossible?
Yes, some might say impossible.
All right, so we'll have more on this tomorrow. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He didn't come here to be made sport of. Howie Carr.
This is Chris in Rochester, Mass.
This is Mark in Nashville, New Hampshire.
This is Lorna in Truckstown, Pennsylvania. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
Again, if you're... I used to say this all the time. Now it has a new meaning. But if you're not tough enough to get through this process, what are you to do when Putin asks for Alaska back? Well, unfortunately, we have a president who would give it to him today. But hopefully that'll change.
That's Howard Dean. Does the Hippocratic Oath apply to politics too, Dr. Dean? First do no harm. First tell no lies. Good Lord. What a fool. 844-500-4242. But he's not as big a fool as Eric Swalwell. Cut 12.
Can't hold it against Bernie Sanders that this may be a preference of Russia. But you can hold it and ask questions about Donald Trump if he again is working as an agent of Russia by seeking not only one to tweet at Bernie Sanders and try and amplify his campaign to get him as a general election opponent, but two, if he is indeed firing people on his staff who are telling others about Russia's preferences. Again, that's Donald Trump trying to cover up things to help Russia.
How many lies in that 26 seconds? I can't even begin to count them. There's at least five or six. He, number one, he believes the story. He believes the story, but he says it, which is false. There were no facts that were there. They concocted a story out of thin air, so to hurt Donald Trump and also Bernie just in passing. So, do you want people working on your staff who are conniving, conspiring against you? With the likes of Pencil Neck Shifty, 844-500-4242. The markets are unpredictable. Recent fears over coronavirus sent the markets into a tailspin today. The markets lost over 1,000 points to the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Who knows what the future holds? In a time when nothing is certain, do what I do. Trust Orion Metal Exchange. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. Call them today at 1-800-912-2300. You'll get more metal for your money. Call 1-800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who's more likely to win Massachusetts on Super Tuesday? Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, or Mike Bloomberg?
Bernie!
9% say Bloomberg, 15% say Elizabeth Warren, and 76% say Bernie.
You know how every hour evidence builds that it's going to be Bernie Sanders? You know how the evidence builds? Every hour that the Globe doesn't release a poll showing that their candidate, the fake Indian, is rolling to victory. Why is there no Globe poll out on this? They spend a lot of money on polls to make Elizabeth Warren look good. But I haven't seen anything. I keep going back to it every hour. Nothing. That's when the phone don't ring, you'll know it's the Boston Globe poll. Rocky, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rocky.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I don't know what President Swalwell was talking about, but I want to throw this at you. I just want to let all your conservative listeners and I went to a Bernie Bro rally with my MAGA hat, Make America Great Again sweatshirt, and I got right in the crowd and was yelling and screaming. They never came near me, and I just want to tell all your listeners, if they do go to one of his rallies, I had a job application in my right hand and a can of deodorant in my left, and nobody came near me. Thanks, Howie.
Thank you, Rocky. 844-500-4242. Remember the old 50s, 60s TV show, Dobie Gillis? They had the hippie, Bob Denver, the guy who played Gilligan later. It was Maynard G. Krebs. He was this beatnik, and he had this ratty sweatshirt on and a little goatee like Eric Chiarmala and all the rest of the pajama boys wear now. And whenever Dobie Gillis's father would say the word work, he would go, work, and he would dive under a table. I mean, it's not work that drives him crazy now, although that probably works, too, to drive him nuts. But that MAGA hat, it's like waving a red flag and a red cape in front of a bull. They go crazy. It's like saying work to Maynard G. Krebs in the old days. Phil, you're next with Howie. There it is. Phil, you're next with Howie Carr.
Hey, Howie, I'm calling you from Maine, and thank you for all you do. One thing I never hear you say or any of the news reports that come out about this Medicare for All is I'm going to be turning 65, see, my age is showing, in a couple of months. And minimally for Parts A and B, it's going to cost me $144 and some change out of pocket. If I want a drug Part D, then I have to pay more for that. If I want supplemental insurance to pay for the 20%, that's not covered, you know, I have to pay extra for that. And nobody's really talking about those expenses. And I'm wondering, you know, who's going to, you know, are they going to pay for that $144 that I have to pay? Is it going to be scaled down so that maybe younger people don't have to pay or pay more? What?
Phil, you know, those are very good questions. But do you think Bernie has the answers to any of those questions? You just heard the answer. He has no clue what he's talking about. It's not so much about giving the insurance to anybody or taking it away. He's concerned about quote unquote big insurance profits. That's what's bugging him. That's why he wants to take away everybody's health care plan, because he wants to stick it to big insurance. Somehow it's okay for him to become a millionaire with no job for, you know, 80 years of his life. But the big insurance bugs him, just like big oil bugs him. Big anything in the private sector bugs him. I don't know what the answer is, Phil. I don't know what's going to happen. All I know is if Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren got in there with Medicare for All, it would basically mean Medicare for nobody.
Well, I think it was on your show that you said that, you know, people think socialism is social media.
Yeah.
They need to be informed of these things. It's just ridiculous how little these up-and-coming people are about all this stuff.
Right. Well, that's what I said about Martha McSally. You know, I mean, she's a good person and a good candidate, but she's talking about her opponent wants to have socialized medicine. I think you're right. A lot of the, especially younger people, they have no idea what socialized means. You know? They don't know. What are they So you got to tell them you're going to lose your insurance. You're going to have to wait in. You think it's bad at the emergency room now? It's going to be worse when Bernie gives free health care to all illegal aliens. That's part of his plan. We've got that cut.
But he said he's going to take out all the red tape.
Stop me if you've heard that one before, right? Oh, we're going to make a... Obama said that. We're just going to cut out all the waste, fraud, and abuse. Why didn't we think of that before? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Told you earlier we're going to be all over this, these Republican state committee race. Just because it's a way Charlie Baker, Tal Duvall, is trying to fool you into voting for his slate of hacks, so he'll have support when he tries to double the gas tax without a vote by the people or the legislature, and when he tries to defeat Donald Trump. And believe me, that's his plan. He says, I'm sorry the audio isn't better, but he said he's not voting for Donald Trump. in the primary. He wants him to lose. And he wants to fool you, and he wants you to vote for his slate of hacks, most of whom are on his payroll. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, Howie, I received one of those cards. And first of all, if you give your fax line out, I'll fax it over to you. But anyways, it says just P.O. Box 810 Boston. It doesn't reference the PAC group. But the thing that makes me sick to my stomach altogether is I work for the Trump campaign putting up signs. And I put them up in East Boston, going in by the Sumner Tunnel and all that. And I went up on the hill, and that's where all Charlie Baker people are. And they wouldn't let us put signs on anybody's lawn that, you know, had a position with Charlie Baker's office. And this card here altogether, I mean, they get an image of Trump there. Right. And then they're saying, stand with the president, which I know is totally false because we were limited on which houses we could put up Trump right. signs altogether. And then it says here, you know, pushing for lower taxes and spending. I mean, give me a break.
They want to double the gas tax without a vote by the legislature. Gary, you know this. I mean, how they're lying about everything.
I know, Howie, but you are connected with the Trump people. You should put a stop to this. I mean, they shouldn't be having Trump's picture on here or anything because these guys are all phony, baloney rhinos altogether. No good.
Gary, I'm gonna get working on it right very quickly here, I don't know if we can stop it. You know, they do have First Amendment rights, and one of your first, you know, freedom of speech enables you to lie, as long as you're not under oath. Unfortunately, I mean, maybe fortunately, but you know, it's bad. But they're lying. They are. You're absolutely right. They're lying. 844-500-4242. Who's this?
Joe DiStasio?
Yeah. And what's his?
He's a state committee candidate, and he's pro-Trump.
Okay. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie Carr. How you doing?
Good.
Yes, I'm a state committee candidate out of Braintree for
yeah.
the Norfolk and Plymouth District. And just want to profess my love for the President Trump. And my distaste for the TCI.
You're against the TCI, so you're not a Baker person, then, are you?
No.
Are you getting any of these mysterious mailings out of P.O. Box 810?
I have not.
Okay, Joe.
I've gotten plenty of mailings from my opponent. I can tell you that much.
Yeah.
Dozens of them.
All right.
But,
thank you, Joe.
Anyhow. Thank you very much. JoeDiStasio.com.
Okay, thank you, Joe. Jerry, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jerry.
How you doing, Captain?
Good.
I have one good question. The next time you get one of these Bernie Bros socialists that say socialism is the wave of the future, drop this question in their fluffy little brain pan. In the last 60 years, name me one great invention or idea that has come from a communist or socialist country.
That's a tough one.
Exactly.
You know, but you know, the thing is, you know what Bernie would say to this, Jerry? We're going to do it differently than the last 45, 50 times it's been done. I know there's been a lot of famine, genocide, mass murder, poverty. It's going to be different this time. You know
right.
that's what they. You know that's what they say.
There is one. There is one answer. Velcro. Velcro
is that
was
right?
invented by a. He was patented by a man in Switzerland, but he took it to the United Kingdom, Canada, and America to market it.
Well, Switzerland's a free country.
Yeah, but they do have some socialists. They're not. They're not completely, but they do have some socialists.
Switzerland makes good
leanings.
Chocolate. Good
yes,
watches.
They do. They make outstanding chocolate.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
But,
I don't think you could put Switzerland in the Venezuela Soviet Union category, Jerry.
Okay, but here's think about this. If we go the way of Venezuela, our zoos are bigger. We have a lot more meat to consume there. You know, my grandmother had a recipe for zebra stew. Oh, it was wonderful.
Thanks for the call, Jeff.
We have bigger zoos and more animals, so we should live a little bit longer than Venezuela.
But it's going to be super hard because they want to get rid of meat in general. They don't want us eating meat. So we're not even going to be able to use the zoos in that way, because that's not allowed.
Thanks for the call, Jerry. I remember there were a couple of guys from Deerfield from Venezuela, and there were a lot of rich guys at Deerfield, and they flashed money around. And there was this one guy, Ricky Sanchez, maybe. He was one of the flashiest spenders at Deerfield in those years, from Venezuela. Something tells me he's not prowling the Caracas Zoo at night now. I get the feeling he's probably down here in South Florida somewhere. You know? I've lost touch with him, obviously. Jeff, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hey, thanks, Howie. I just have a quick question, and I just want to get your take on this. I think what scares me most is the naivety of these people that seem to be enamored with this man and willing to vote for him.
Yeah.
When his socialist agenda, if you look at him, when it's been duplicated or replicated in any other country,
right.
for compliance to happen requires force.
Yes.
In other words, if you don't comply, you're going to go to a camp. I don't think people really understand behind this, kindly old gentleman preaching freebies for everybody. In order for this to happen, people are going to go to jail. That's pretty much the point I wanted to make and see what you thought about that.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, when he says free college tuition, that means somebody has to pay, right? So if you're not paying for the services and the products that you're consuming, somebody else is going to have to pay for it. That means they're going to have to take the money. They're going to have to tax you. Taxation is by force, isn't it? I mean... That's the way
pay,
it is. You don't want
saying.
Nobody wants to give up money to other people, do they? If they do, they can donate to charity. But the you'll notice that the Bernie. How much does Bernie Sanders give to charity? By the way,
I was
anybody
just going to say he has
anybody?
A very, very, very not impressive charity.
And did you ever notice, Grace, that that's a recurring theme among almost all liberals? They will give you the shirt off somebody else's back,
yeah,
but not off their own back.
They want everyone to check the box, but when it's their turn, they skip over it.
Yes, exactly. 844-500-4242, summer camp.
Well, that guy, that caller just said they're going to put people in camps, and I was thinking, is that what Bernie meant when he said he owns a summer camp in Vermont?
Summer camp, yeah, exactly. When we consider Bernie Sanders and camps, it's not summer camps we're thinking about. It's re-education camps.
Exactly.
Nancy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nancy.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I got two of those cards in the mail, and I don't know who the people are. Gordon Andrews and Jeannie Falcone. I live in Southeastern. Are they going to... How do we determine, like, when you go to vote?
Well, I'm going to do some robocalls very shortly for a lot of people. But I would say, if you don't get a robocall from me about who to vote for, if they're getting these cards or pamphlets from Post Office Box 810, that means they're backed by Charlie Baker. There's no question about that. So, Nancy, my advice would be, whoever they're running against, whoever is not those two people, vote for them.
Great. Thanks, Howie.
What did they tell? What do they say? Do you have the cards in front of you?
I do.
Read to me about draining the swamp. I'm sure. Let me guess.
Oh, the drain the
They're
swamp.
They're draining
That's
the swamp.
The green one. All right.
Okay. What does it say?
Jeannie Falcone understands that this is not time to let up. We must drain the swamp.
By doubling the gas tax and defeating President Trump. That's what she wants to do.
And the other one, Gordon Andrews will fight for taxpayers and hold government accountable.
He will. How do you fight for taxpayers by doubling the gas tax without a vote?
Exactly.
By the legislature or by the people?
Exactly.
Yeah, we've got to get the word out. We got to get the word out, Andrew, Aunt Nancy. Anybody who sends you a a pamphlet from Post Office Box 810. Some of them say RMGA. Some of them just say P.O. Box 810. I've seen... Excuse me? Well, some of them are 8010 and some of them are 810. They're both. It's both. So, but anyway, yeah, Taylor's right. 8010 or 810. Either one. Whatever it is, make sure that you do not vote for that. Well, you can vote for, I mean, you could, it's your own choice. But I mean, if you're...
We're not Bernie Sanders here. Do what you want. We're not going to take away your house.
Here's what Bernie Sanders believes. One man, one vote, one time. That's it. That's the way it works in a communist country. 844-500-4242. Grace, you were complaining about something, and now Jacqueline Cashman has written a column about it in the Herald.
Yes, I was complaining. So this is her headline. It says, "Thanks, Massport, for messing up the best way in and out of Logan International Airport." So now when you get to Logan, you have to get dropped off at a weird spot and then take an elevator and then a long, long moving sidewalk to finally get to the place you want to go. And it goes the other way,
but
too.
But you do get a message, though, from Tal Duvall.
I was just going to say.
On the moving sidewalk.
It says something like, "Welcome to my state."
Welcome to my state. Pretty soon I'm going to double the gasoline tax, and we're going to throw Donald Trump out of office. If you support this agenda and you're a good Republican, vote for my candidates for the Republican State Committee.
Actually, one time I was on one of those moving sidewalks, and there was three construction workers on the other one, and Charlie Baker's voice came over and said, "Welcome to my state." And one of the guys said, "Not for long."
Was he leaving, or did he was going to vote out the Tal Duvall?
I don't know, but whatever it was, it really made the journey less harrowing.
844-500-4242. We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
The Howie Carr Show.
This is Karen from Billerica, Massachusetts.
This is Adrian in Swanton, Vermont.
This is Miss Susan up in Warner, New Hampshire. And this is the Howie Carr Show.
How is Joe Biden positioned here in South Carolina? Is he on track to win?
Well, listen, you know, the folks here in South Carolina know Joe Biden very well. He was a part of what many folks call Black Camelot, right? He was the vice president to Barack Obama. And so, therefore, he started with an inside track to the voters here in South Carolina.
I never heard that expression, Black Camelot. But I do know, I remember when he was arrested with Andrew Young. Going to see Nelson Mandela. Oh, that's right. It never happened. He just said it happened.
I'm pretty sure he knew Nelson Mandela intimately.
Was that before or after he pinned the gold star on the guy who fell down the ravine and was dragged back up?
The markets are unpredictable. Recent fears over coronavirus sent the markets into a tailspin today. Dow Jones lost over 1,000 points. And who knows what the future holds. In a time when nothing is certain, do what I do. Trust Orion Metal Exchange. Give them a call to get a free, no-obligation investment guide about protecting your future with an enduring investment in gold and silver. Call them today at 1-800-812-2300. You'll get more metal for your money. Call 1-800-912-2300. 800-912-2300. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Let's see. Who's more likely to win Massachusetts on Super Tuesday? Bernie Sanders, Liz Warren, or Mike Bloomberg?
I'm going to say Bernie.
76% say Bernie.
All right. 844-500-4242. Here's one from 508. Glad I just caught that about the Republican running in my district. She would have had my vote. Not now. That would be Laurie Myers. Yeah, she's one of the ones. Anything that comes out of RMGA with a return address of RMGA and Post Office Box 8010 or 810 out of Boston, Massachusetts, that's a Tal Duvall plant. And if they're a Tal Duvall plant, that means they're on the same team with the guy who wants to defeat Donald Trump and double your gasoline taxes. Think about it.
In a room.
Send him back so we can put everything in a room. How much money is he spending on these mailings in all these districts? And I'll be writing a column about this. We'll be talking more about it. And You may get a robocall from me in the next few days about this. Not every district, but some districts will be getting robocalls. Vivian, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Vivian.
Howie, I'm so thrilled I was listening to you. I just got home, opened my mailbox, and didn't it say RMGA, and then it's, you know, P.O. Box 8010.
Yeah.
You know, and they were very sweet to the my family name, or current resident, so you know it's personal. And then I opened it up, and there's a woman's face, and her name is Catherine Roman.
Yeah.
And then a ballot to tell me how to, what to check off.
And wait, let me guess, she wants to drain the swamp.
Of course. And she has leadership skills.
She has leadership skills. You see, they don't need any advice from you or me, the voters, or the legislature.
Nope.
They have the leadership skills to double the gas tax without anybody's input.
See, she's right. She does have leadership skills.
Well, just remember that. You know, when you go to the polls next Tuesday, just keep that around the house. And if you love Charlie Baker, you love a doubled gas tax, you want to defeat Donald Trump, you vote for whoever sent you or whoever's name was sent that flyer. P.O. Box 810 or P.O. Box 8010, and it's RMGA. Some of them say RMGA, some of them don't say anything. They're meaningless statistics. Eleanor, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Eleanor.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
I received two flyers from Lisa Barstow, Barstow. Yesterday she had drained the swamp, and today it's to re-elect her to the state GOP committee woman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the usual, stop Massachusetts from becoming a sanctuary state, stop Democrat attempts mm-hmm. to give illegal immigrants.
But I was stop the low gas taxes.
No, she doesn't have. But I just looking at her, she looks deceitful. I'm sorry to say that, but she does.
Yeah, she's. I believe she is on the payroll here. Laurie Myers, by the way, is on the payroll. She's on Tal Duvall's payroll for $108,000 a year. And who was the one? Lisa Barstow, your one. She's a flack for DCR, $68,000 a year. Yeah, they're going to drain the swamp, all right. They're in the swamp. I'm Howie Carr.